New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
What's that one piece of clothing that your significant other keeps wearing that's driving you crazy? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven.
When you see some of these articles that they wear it, sometimes like the resentment gets to a point. Mm. Like when you're spending this much time with your significant other,
yeah.
The resentment gets to a point where you feel like they're wearing things or doing things on purpose.
Just
that's a real thing.
Crazy. Oh, I think so. So my husband has these velour bell-bottomy sweatpants. And he wears them, and sometimes, they're the grossest, ugliest things. And, like, if he's around the house, like, whatever. But sometimes, like, he'll have to go make, like, a Home Depot run or, like, go to the grocery store.
Sure.
And he walks out the house. I'm like, where are you going?
And he wears those same ones, these bell-bottom velour ones. You know that they're just wiping up coronavirus wherever he goes.
He's had these.
They're sopping him up.
We started dating when I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He owned them at that point because that would never enter my house afterwards, you know?
Right, right.
And he's had
it was grandfathered in.
20 years.
You had to accept it.
20 years. I had to accept it.
Yeah.
So, but I have a piece of clothing that he hates too.
Okay.
And I wear it on purpose because I know it makes him crazy. I have this. We went to Pace University,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Pace University lacrosse green T-shirt.
Okay.
And he hates it.
Why does he hate it?
Because he doesn't know where I got it. Isn't that funny? The truth is, I don't even know where I got it. it's like, you know, it's a men's lacrosse, like one of the guys from the team.
We get it.
But I don't know. But like. It could have been my roommate.
Have you ever told him you don't know, or he just doesn't believe you?
Oh, I just play it off.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know. It's so cozy and soft. It's so good to sleep in,
uh-huh.
which makes him, I think,
do
even
you
more
really
crazy.
Know? Do you actually really
I
know?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
My wife has, like, you know, various sweatshirts. Sweatshirts and pants is basically what everybody wears now at this point.
Yeah.
Right? We discussed this the other day, morning and nighttime sweatpants. Mm-hmm. But my wife has several sweatshirts. This is the surest sign that I'm getting really old and we're spending too much time together. So she has one. It's an expensive sweatshirt, but it has, like, these rips in it.
Yeah.
And every time I look at it, I forget that the rips are, like, supposed to be there.
They're on purpose.
It's like a fashion thing.
Yeah.
I'm so old that I'm like, you're really going to wear a ripped sweatshirt?
Oh, thanks, Grandma.
Like, that's how I feel. Like, you couldn't put on a sweatshirt without holes? Do you want me to patch those? We have time. Do you want to sew? Like, I don't know why.
I asked on our Facebook page, I said, you know, what's the piece of clothing that your significant other wears that's driving you crazy? Karen
right.
wrote, his pizza pajama pants. He wears them every day to the quote-unquote office. Okay. Lisa wrote, flip-flops with socks. It's just dumb.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
You know that I live in flip-flops and socks.
It's so old man-ish. It's so old man. But this is my favorite. A different Karen wrote, Lake George sweatshirt with a giant hole in the armpit that he sewed him up himself with taxidermy supplies.
He loved it.
What?
He loved that sweatshirt.
1-800-330-9999. What's that one piece of clothing that your significant other wears that's driving you nuts? That one piece of clothing. They just keep wearing it over and over. It's their quarantine wear. That's
my
what
wife
I call it.
Used to always tell me that sweatpants was fine for me to wear when I was relaxing around the house because I was always adverse to sweatpants. Now I'm living in them. Mm-hmm. And I think that she is rethinking what she said before. I catch her giving me these glances, but she doesn't say it out loud.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What's the one piece of clothing your significant other keeps wearing that's driving you crazy? For me, it's my husband's velour bell-bottom sweatpants. Wears them all the time. And they're so gross. And I have bought him, like, nice sweatpants, quote-unquote
right.
fancy sweatpants.
But these are his important ones.
Oh,
these are the ones he's had since college.
Yeah.
These are the ones that, you know, they stay with him.
Ugh. We asked on our Facebook page. Caitlin wrote, the lumberjack jacket, I call it. It's this big, thick fleece button-down, and it's garnished with colored plaid stripes. Anytime you use the word garnish, you know you really hate something.
Yeah, those shirts, the like, insulated flannel-type shirts, I've always looked at that like, if you're not cutting down trees, or if you're not shoveling some sand, right, cleaning things up during the wintertime, when do those come out?
And when you go to Vermont.
Cabin. But that's it.
I actually think the one my husband has is cute. I think it's nice.
I'll wear that with the sweatpants.
Melody wrote that her husband wears cargo pants and cargo shorts all the time. And those toe shoes. Oh, gosh, no. I can't.
No.
Like, why are you wearing shoes anyway? There's no reason to wear shoes.
And the toe shoes.
Oh, the toe shoes are the worst.
Never, ever, ever.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the piece of clothing that your significant other wears that's driving you nuts?
My spouse keeps wearing the same Adidas sweatpants every day, and they have pink stains on them. They're not even stylish. He thinks he's like looks good in them, but he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't look like Run DMC.
Did Run DMC really look good in them?
I mean, he rocked them.
Like, I mean, we saw the look, but none of those guys ever had an athletic build, as I recall.
Exactly. And so he just really, and you're starting to get really tight because, you know, he, like you said, non-athletic build. He's not helping it out. Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh, I really want to just find them and burn them.
Did you ever have any of those warm-up pants, Anna, where there are buttons on the side? So you could rip them off? If you're a basketball player or volleyball player, you're supposed to like rip them off?
Of course I had those. Those were like massive in the 90s. I just Googled LL Cool J and his Adidas tracksuit. That was hot.
Yeah, no. LL looked good, but LL had the build. That was different. LL had the build. That was totally different.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a regular person rip off warm-up pants? Anybody?
And look cool wondering. Doing it?
I'm just wondering.
Not since high school. Yeah.
All right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does your spouse wear that you can't stand?
It's actually not what he wears. It's what he doesn't wear. He walks around all day. He doesn't wear any shirts, like, ever. Nice. He never wears a shirt.
Is he ripped?
No. In his head, I think he is.
Right.
But I'm just staring at man boobs all day, and it's driving me crazy.
That would bother me, too. That would really bother me, I think.
Well, he's not even the cleanest eater, so it's just...
You tell me he's got like nacho cheese off a nipple?
Yeah.
This sounds so weird.
Yeah, right? He doesn't see what the big deal is, and it's just nasty.
Not even when you sit down to eat meals, like at dinner and stuff, he doesn't put a shirt on?
No. He thinks, why? He's not going anywhere, so.
and all the money you guys are saving on laundry. I love it. Yeah. I wore a pair of sweatpants 4 times last week.
That's all right. I feel like your sweatpants.
That's fine.
Like
that's fine.
Yeah, but you got to put something on your top.
No, it's all
something.
Bad. Yeah. It's all bad.
Oh, my God. We're not going to make it out of this, I don't think.
Yeah, sorry.
That's terrible.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.